From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome back. Today's question, how important is vacation time? Well, here's my answer from Vienna, Austria. Yep, I'm recording here and you can probably hear that the audio isn't perfect because I didn't pack along my professional grade mic, but I did want to share this message with you. You see, I'm here with my husband and two sons and daughter-in-law on a scheduled break. Now, a year ago, we decided to do this. We decided to protect these 2 weeks, because if I didn't, I knew what would happen. I teach and I consult worldwide, and I say yes to too many things, and before I know it, I don't have break time. But not this time. After we locked in the time, we began to lock in the plan, inviting the kids to protect this time too, and then we chose where we'd go. And we chose Vienna and Madrid because these are two cities my husband and I had never seen before. But whether your vacation is international or close to home, you know, one of those staycations, you should really take time off. Research says that vacations help us perform better at work. But if you don't believe me, let me read an excerpt to you from an article in Scientific American magazine. It's titled, Why Your Brain Needs More Downtime. It's a 2013 piece by Ferris Jaber, and it reviews a ton of research on how our brain works, both at work, but at rest at various times, from sleep to vacations. So let me read this to you. It says this, in making an argument for the necessity of mental downtime, we can now add an overwhelming amount of empirical evidence to intuition and anecdote. Why giving our brains a break now and then is so important has become increasingly clear in a diverse collection of new studies investigating the habits of office workers and the daily routines of extraordinary musicians and athletes, the benefits of vacation, meditation, and time spent in parks, gardens, and other peaceful outdoor spaces, and how napping, unwinding while awake, and perhaps the mere act of blinking can sharpen the mind. What research to date also clarifies, however, is that even when we are relaxing or daydreaming, the brain does not really slow down or stop working. Rather, just as a dazzling array of molecular, genetic, and physiological processes occur primarily or even exclusively when we sleep at night, many important mental processes seem to require what we call downtime and other forms of rest during the day. Downtime replenishes the brain's stores of attention and motivation, encourages productivity and creativity, and is essential to both achieve our highest levels of performance and simply form stable memories in everyday life. A wandering mind unsticks us in time so that we learn from the past and plan for the future. Moments of respite may even be necessary to keep one's moral compass in working order and maintain a sense of self. That, again, is from Scientific American magazine, an article entitled Why Your Brain Needs More Downtime by Ferris Jaber, J-A-B-R. I commend it to you in all of its detail. So take it seriously, for yourself and for your team members. As a leader, you set the tone. If people see you take scheduled time off, they'll be more likely to follow suit. I know too many managers who wear their workaholic status like some kind of badge of honor. And sadly, people watch their behavior and think they have to emulate it to succeed. And by the way, don't make it impossible for your team to take the vacation they have coming. That happens when you understaff or overschedule or fail to develop work processes and systems that anticipate vacation coverage. Don't make people feel guilty for taking time off. Not only are they entitled to it, but as I've documented, science tells them it actually makes all of them better contributors to your team. So from Vienna, which is a lovely city, by the way, I'm Jill Geisler for Loyola University, Chicago.